We're live. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Market Made Easy with the Maxwell Group. I am Kellen Hoskins here with Carissa Maxwell, and today our guest is Wendy. Wendy, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us today. Kind of short notice, and we greatly appreciate your flexibility. Tell us where you come to us from.
Well, we have a business called Prescott Cabin Rentals, but let's go back 30 years.
Okay. Like any good story. Yeah. 30 years ago.
30 years ago, Greg and I had a two-room bed and breakfast called Lynx Creek Farm. And we were super busy, so he built a cabin, and then he built a casita, and then he built a cottage, and we were booking them all the time, and so we decided to have some outside-owned properties, because we were getting enough phone calls. I was answering the phone all weekend, oh, sorry, we're all booked up. So we started off with one, and now we have about 40. So we changed our name.
Just a couple.
Changed our name to Prescott Cabin Rentals, because Lynx Creek Farm is really more of a location. It's been a great business for us. My kids have had two stay-at-home parents, which is unheard of, and it gives you a lot of freedom, and we just love the hospitality side of it. We love to prepare spaces for people to come on vacation and really enjoy themselves. And living in Prescott, our job was easy because people were coming to Prescott regardless, and we were just providing a really great place for them to stay. So it's really worked out well, and we've learned and grown and just still really love what we do.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a cool story.
It's the American dream story right there. You know, you start with something and you just work at it and work at it. And
yeah.
And eventually it turns into something.
And I don't have to make cinnamon rolls anymore.
That's... Do you make good cinnamon rolls?
Well, the bed and breakfast was a lot of cooking and cleaning and laundry and dishes. Yeah. So we got to the point where it was a little bit taking away from our family and our children. And so we wanted to still do what we do, but we didn't want to do all of the cooking and cleaning.
Right, a little more hands off.
So that's why I say I don't have to make cinnamon rolls anymore.
That's completely understandable.
That's awesome.
So, we have a lot of folks who come into town, you know, needing short-term rentals. What kinds, you know, I think maybe, is it just cabins? You know, what you said you have 40 separate properties at this point.
Right.
So, we have, it's not just cabins, I'm assuming.
We have everything from downtown properties to large upscale cabins on the top of mountains. So we provide a little bit of everything. Short-term vacation rental is booming right now. People are finally realizing that staying at a vacation rental or a short-term rental just gives you a lot more than a hotel room or a motel room. You get washer and dryer, you get a full kitchen, you get more than one TV. And remember when you traveled with your family and you were all in the hotel sitting on the bed watching the same TV and fighting for the bathroom? You don't have to do that anymore. So short-term rentals gives you the privacy and the seclusion of your own house, and it gives you a lot of amenities that really make your vacation or whatever reason you're coming to Prescott enjoyable.
Yeah, that's amazing. Very cool. So we usually refer our clients to PrescottCabinRentals.com. I personally think it's awesome to go local with it. Can you explain a little bit about the differences between booking through Prescott Cabin Rentals versus one of the big, well-known Away and all
OTCs,
the different ones?
OTCs, they're called.
Okay, OTCs.
Online travel companies. So the big one is Airbnb.
Yeah.
They are all over the world. Airbnb is very easy to use, both on the host side and the guest side. So for many years, well, in the last 2 years, we only had our website. And really, it was a lot of word of mouth. People stayed with us, they enjoyed us, and they just came back and stayed again. But I realized that there is a big market out there, and Airbnb was the huge one. So I decided a couple of years ago to put all of my properties on Airbnb. And I had a cute little girl named Fariba fly from San Francisco, and she sat in my kitchen. I kept telling her, and I live in Prescott, you realize that. She came and sat in my kitchen, and she showed me how to put a property on Airbnb. When I woke up the next morning, I had a booking on that property on Airbnb.
Wow.
It was instant gratification. Now, I make less on Airbnb because I pay them a a price. Right. That's how they make their money, is they get a commission both from the guest and from the host.
Okay.
So last year I decided to put all of my properties on 30 websites, booking.com, TripAdvisor, Expedia. People call it VRBO. It's actually HomeAway. HomeAway bought VRBO.
Okay.
So basically what these OTCs do is they take money from the guest, they take money from the host, they capture the reservation on their website, and then honestly they hand it to me. Mm-hmm. So you're still going to get the same experience. You're still going to stay in a property. You're still going to interact with me through email and on the phone or texting. The big difference is you're going to pay more and I'm going to make less.
Wow. Okay. So really what we're saying here is that it's better if you go local, if you go to the Prescott Cabins, cabinrentals.com, because then it, you know, you're not paying that extra commission to these big companies.
That's right.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. So, what about somebody who has a second home here that wants to, use their home for, you know, Airbnb, they call it Airbnb. What if they wanted to, you to manage that for them? How does that work?
Sure. So we can do everything. I have owners that live out of state that don't do anything for their properties besides, get a check at the end of the month. So you can be as involved as you want to. Mm-hmm. The beauty of our program is you can use your property whenever you want to. So if you live in Phoenix and you have a second home in Prescott, or if you live in Prescott and you have a second home and you have family to come and visit, or for whatever reason, so that is available to you. So number one, you're not putting a family in there for 2 years and you can't even get inside. That home is available for you for whenever you want to use it. And when you're not using it, then I rent it out and you can make money on it.
Yeah, that's
there's also awesome. A lot less wear and tear. You know, you put a family in there for a year. There's just a lot of surprises when you get that home back.
Yeah.
There's holes in the walls and just things that you never knew went on. Where with short-term rental, we're cleaning, we're looking, we're cleaning, we're looking, and so it's spotless. We're also taking care of the property, so we're making sure that there's no, you know, rodents getting in or flooding or anything happening that you might not know of. And so we're taking care of it. So we're basically property managers. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like if I have a rental property that I want you to manage for me, how much am I putting out to make that happen? If it, let's say that right now it's empty, it doesn't have any furniture in it, and it's empty, and there's like what would be the steps? I would call you and would say, I really want to rent this out. What would your advice be to me, the homeowner, at that point? How much money am I putting out?
Well, if it's empty, I mean, I wish you would have created the scenario so it's ready to go.
Okay.
It's decorated down to the towels.
I wish.
Okay, yeah. It's empty.
So what you're saying is that stuff's important.
Well, all of our vacation rentals are furnished down to dishes and linens.
Right.
I tell my guests, you can move in with food and clothes.
Okay.
I do encourage toothbrushes as well, but food and clothes will do it. So if it's a home that you've been using, you have to clear everything out of the drawers. They don't want to see all of your little things. We don't want to see pictures of your children on the wall. So you do have to remove personal effects. They don't want to open the closet and see your winter coats and your boots. So it does have to be fairly clean as far as the drawers. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you do have to decorate it and furnish it. Now, I've done it. I've probably decorated and furnished, I don't know, 10 rentals. I can do it from top to bottom.
Okay.
So really all you need is a good credit card.
I like it. I like it. A lot of people will like the sound of that instead of having to deal with
a revenue stream.
We go and we look at any home. If you called me and said, you know, I'm thinking about doing vacation rental, could you come and take a look at our property? That's the first step. Mm-hmm. Greg and I go over and we take a look at it and we can tell. And I wouldn't encourage you to do it if I didn't think it was going to be successful.
Okay.
So you want it to be attractive. Number one, we're going to take pictures. I'm going to send people to the website to look at the pictures, and the pictures are going to grab them. They're not going to turn them away. So you need to decorate. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a more is more gal. I really like to decorate, whereas some people don't.
Right.
But when you take a picture and, you know, you want it to be an attractive picture. So you want to, and sometimes little things go a long way. A throw pillow, a new comforter. Mm-hmm. You know, you can buy very inexpensive art that's still very attractive and makes your place look attractive.
Okay, so on some of the shows on Netflix I've been watching with all of this going on, they always recommend having all of these, you know, local, you know, foodie kind of things. Do you do that for the people coming in? Do they get, I mean, what do they get when they show up? Do they get like a some of that stuff, or is that like an option? Can, you know, how far do you go with that?
Well, that's really up to the owners.
Okay.
We encourage them to make a house book. So the house book says how to work the heater and how to find Netflix on the TV and how to lock it up and work the thermostat. But you can also put brochures, because let's face it, Prescott mm-hmm. has a lot going for it. We have mm-hmm. great restaurants, great mm-hmm. museums, great shopping, mm-hmm. great weather. So there is a lot to offer. Hiking, I mean, we can just go on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do encourage them to make a little folder and to mm-hmm. To show off everything that we have going for us
okay.
here in this town.
Okay, so it's really up to the owner and how they want to handle that, and you just execute it.
That's right.
Okay, so it's just really...
I mean, we can help and we can give a lot of advice, but it's their house, and when we ask them to put together the guest book, I mean, it's kind of up to them. I've had owners, I've got a beautiful house, and they actually hand wrote their guest book.
Oh.
Which is really, really
touching.
Cute. Yeah.
It's a little something extra.
Other people get onto the computer, and so it just depends on what they want to do.
Okay.
But there's a lot to brag about in Prescott, and it's exciting when somebody's coming to Prescott for the first time.
Yeah.
And their whole impression is staying in this vacation rental and going to this restaurant and, you know, just experience, and they love it, and people mm-hmm. love Prescott, and they just try to figure out how they can move here and make it happen for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about taxes, because I think that sometimes is kind of a taboo thing for people when they think of short-term rentals. Oh my gosh, I'm going to owe so many taxes, it's not going to be worth doing. So can you explain, if they buy in the city of Prescott versus maybe in the county, and, you know, maybe they're thinking, well, maybe I'll buy in the county because it won't cost as much for taxes. Can you kind of explain how that works and how you address that?
Sure. So that's very important to pay tax. let's help out the city of Prescott and the state of Arizona. So
yes.
I do pay tax on all my properties. Okay. I always have. That really doesn't pertain to the owners at all, because I collect the tax and I pay the tax.
Okay.
So the guest, if they select a city property, they're going to pay a little bit more tax. They really aren't aware of that. They're usually not comparing taxes.
Okay, so the person staying there is actually the one paying the tax.
The guest pays the tax.
The guest does. So the owner isn't on the hook for that, because we just build it into the fee.
Right.
Okay.
So sales tax, basically.
It is sales tax. Yeah.
And then
Prescott has special taxes. We have a bed tax and so mm-hmm. they've created some special taxes. I would tell the owner, if you were looking to buy something that you're going to use for yourself and also rent it out as a short-term mm-hmm. rental, number one, you need to love it. This is for you. And mm-hmm. I can tell you what's attractive and what's going to sell and what I think will be popular in my program. But in the end, you have to like it, because it is going to be your house. And
yeah.
you want to look forward to coming there, and you want to like it. So if you're more towards, I love the cabin in the woods, then that's what you really need to look at. If you mm-hmm. want a downtown property, then that's what you should look at as well. So I really want them to be just happy with their purchase. And then I can assure them on the other hand that it's also going to be a successful vacation rental as well.
That's great. Okay, so at the end of the year for the taxes, do you give them how does that work so they can hand that to their accountant? How does that work?
The other component of taxes is vacation rentals are great tax write-offs. You can
okay.
write off everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a monthly settlement statement. I encourage my owners to let me buy things. Because
okay.
if I buy them, I'm going to pay for them out of your income.
Uh-huh.
And so you don't have to keep a hold of that receipt and remember about those towels you bought
for right.
your vacation rental. And you just simply bring in all of your monthly settlement statements to your tax accountant, and it's all right there, all of your expenses and all of your income. Let's say something goes wrong, the water heater breaks, and so we arrange to get that fixed
yeah.
for you. I pay that bill for you.
Okay.
Because it's going to come out of your income, and once again, it's all going to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, if you wanted to buy a vacation rental and put it into my program, it wouldn't cost you a penny. Okay, you do have to decorate
yeah,
it.
We actually have to furnish the place.
Right, but you assured me you already did. We went away from the empty house.
Okay.
But otherwise, I mean, we have a one-time webpage setup fee, but we don't even ask for that up front. We just take it out of your first rental.
Okay.
We don't have monthly fees. We just take a percentage of all of the rentals that we give to you. So if we make a booking, we're going to take a percentage off of that booking. Otherwise, mm-hmm. if we don't make a booking, you don't pay a monthly fee or anything like that.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
So I know that there's been some changes as far as legality is concerned with the short-term rental business, especially here in the state of Arizona. As somebody who deals with that on a regular basis, what should a property owner know, you know, before, you know, they make that leap?
Well, if you live in a special community that has HOAs, it could be that those HOAs prohibit that.
Okay.
So you need to read the HOAs. And oftentimes I have a person who wants to buy a vacation rental, and then I have one of my vacation rentals that want to sell. And literally I've gotten everybody together and produced mm-hmm. the buyer and the seller, and I have a little real estate agent help me.
Yeah.
But you read the HOAs and then you ask questions. Some HOAs are really old and they're really ambiguous. They don't really exactly address that. Mm-hmm. Some HOAs do address it, but they don't really enforce it. And there's some HOAs that are very, very strict. And the mm-hmm. neighbors really have the idea that, listen, if I'm going to follow the rules, you're going to follow the rules. And it used to be that it was complaint driven. Everybody kind of got away with it as long as your neighbors mm-hmm. didn't complain. But I think it's better to be upfront.
Right.
And as long as you're paying tax, now the city of Prescott, the difference there is they do want you to obtain a business license.
Okay.
So we're going to do all of that legwork for you.
We're
going to contact all your neighbors. Mm-hmm. We're going to send out letters. We're going to make sure your house is compliant. And it's basically safety oriented. Do you have fire extinguishers and carbon monoxide detectors? You know, are your railings up to code? Because it's all about public safety. We don't want anybody to get, you know, injured
uh-huh.
or hurt or have Absolutely. The house burned down or anything. We want the house to be safe. We want to provide a safe space for people to vacation. So you do own the license and you do pay for the license, but Greg and I do all the legwork.
Okay.
And the important component there is that you have to have a local representative who can solve problems within 45 minutes. So Prescott had a little bit of a problem where California developers were buying up homes, turning them into vacation rentals, but they could care less what was going on.
Right.
So there was a lot of partying and late night noise, and you know that's what the neighbors don't like. They don't like a problem happening, and they don't have any power. They have power with us. They have our business card. So if it's 10:15 and there's outside noise, they can call or text me. I can call that guest and I can get that noise, that music turned off within 15 minutes. And they feel like, oh, great.
Oh,
because
yeah, it's a good thing.
We want to do it. We don't want anyone to be mad at us or to not like a vacation rental. And part of our terms and conditions is, of course, to get the houses back the way we found them. But it's the big component is don't disturb the neighborhood.
Right.
Because these are long-term neighbors. They aren't vacation rental like you, just mm-hmm. there for the weekend to live it up and party. They mm-hmm. live there all the time, and they don't really appreciate the fact that you're sitting outside
having
making
fun.
A lot of noise and you still got your music on.
Okay.
So we do this at the pleasure of our neighbors. We want the neighbors to be happy. All of these vacation rental guests are bringing income into our community. They mm-hmm. are eating at the restaurants. They're mm-hmm. buying things at the stores. They're going to the museums. They're going to the rodeo. They're contributing to mm-hmm. Prescott's well-being. And they're good members of our society. I mean, they're just having a great time. And everybody loves Prescott.
Oh, yeah.
But
absolutely.
There's house rules. And I'm very specific with the house rules. And if you break the house rules,
You gots to go.
I'm going to kick you out. Right.
Okay, well, I've got a question. So let's say that I live in an HOA where the CCNRs state that it's a 30-day minimum, and I still want to do a short-term rental. I've heard of people just booking like 2 weeks and then just keeping the other 2 weeks booked. How is that a good strategy with that kind of HOA, or is there a catch with that?
That's how you do it. The more restrictions, the less reservations you're going to make, the less occupancy and the less income. But if you are restricted to month-longs, and we do have some of those, you try to get month-longs, which are easier today than they were 10 years ago.
Right.
But that's right. If you get a two-week rental and that's in that month, that's kind of the best you're going to do for that month.
Okay. So that is a possibility, and that works for you.
And you handle those logistics.
Logistics, yes.
Yeah, but the philosophy that a month long is better than a weekend. Okay, so let's say you get a family with five boys, and they all have motorcycles and BB guns. Mm-hmm. So you really want them in there for a whole month?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather that just be a Friday, Saturday, and then they drive away on Sunday? So this theory that a month long is better, I'm not sure that holds weight.
Right.
But I do know that they do have that 30-night minimum, and sometimes we do have to
We work around that.
To work with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, the people that have that kind of a home don't just, you know, cancel the idea of having a short term. You just have to work around it. So I think that's the key there.
Well, and I like to say vacation rental just because it sounds more fun, vacation.
Yeah, vacation rental, okay.
But in the end, a lot of the guests that we stay, they're not on vacation. So number one, Prescott Valley built a new hospital, Prescott YRMC East. They don't have enough residents here in the Prescott area to man that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot of temporary nurses, which are single, typically, sometimes a married couple. They usually don't have kids. They'll take a 3-month job at the Prescott East Hospital.
Wow.
And they're great guests to have because they're in the medical profession, so they're sort of clean. But they're not here on vacation. And they're working.
They're also not home much. So they're right. great on their way
working, and they want a vacation rental because it's furnished. They're not bringing their U-Haul with their sofa and their bed. They want to just move in and be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they love Prescott. They get 3 months here, and then they want to extend. And all of a sudden, your 3-month rental is turned into a 6-month rental.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe somebody's building a home and it's not quite done yet. You know, they don't want to move all of their furniture and turn on the utilities. They'd rather just stay at a vacation rental. Everything's there. Keep everything in your storage and you wait for your home to be ready. Let's say you want to move to Prescott, but you're not sure what area town to live in because you really don't know. Do we want to be near a school? Do we want to be out Williamson Valley Road if we want horses? So maybe you want to live here for a month just to figure out where you either want to buy or build, because that's a big important decision.
Right.
So a lot of people are not on vacation. They're actually renting these homes for other reasons, but I still think the word vacation rental is fun.
Yeah, I've got to use that more instead of short term, for sure. Yeah. So what is the busiest time for you? What is like, oh my gosh, it's all booked, like so all the time?
Peak
during
season
what
is Memorial Day through Labor Day, because let's face it, we've got great weather.
Yes.
So we're the opposite of Phoenix. We actually come here in the summer and enjoy our great summer weather. Oh, gosh, it's in the high 80s today.
Oh, no.
Otherwise, obviously, the 4th of July is huge. And the month of July, I would say, is the biggest month. But I'll tell you, Prescott being the Christmas city, that stretch between the weekend before Christmas Eve all the way through New Year's Eve is booked solid.
Wow.
You think people stay home for Christmas, but they don't. They come here and they love the lights.
Yep,
and they love the small town atmosphere and Akronite and all of the Christmas parade and the courthouse lighting. And they just really, I would say that is like that 10-year stretch or that 10-day stretch.
Yeah.
Super, super big. And then January 2nd, it just all falls off.
Okay.
So when it's 70 degrees... In Phoenix, people can stay outside and they can go golfing and hiking and they can actually stay. So I would say January and February are off months, low season.
Right. And, you know, sometimes I think the people that, you know, are thinking about when they're going to come and when they're going to book their, you know, their short-term, like when are they going to work around that? I think that's good to know so they can kind of say, okay, I can make the most in these amount of times. And so they kind of know, you know, when to book their own place. And even though they can do it all the time, when is the most lucrative time for them to stay away? So
Prescott's really a last-minute town.
Yeah.
I tell all of my owners, don't look too far ahead. Don't look further than this weekend.
Right.
Because we're so close to Phoenix. We're 100 miles away. Like, literally, people get off work and they say, let's go up to Prescott this weekend. I make reservations Friday afternoon.
Right.
Because they pack a little suitcase, throw some things in the cooler, and they're on the road and they're here.
Mm-hmm.
So Prescott really is a Friday and Saturday night town. We're not a timeshare town where all the planes come in on Saturday and all the planes leave on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we book a lot of Friday and Saturday nights because, let's face it, everybody goes back to work Monday morning.
Right, right.
So we offer attractive weekly specials because longer stays are more desirable. And we do get a lot of those, and we have monthly specials as well. So we try to entice people to stay longer, but it really is a Friday and Saturday night town, and it's a last minute town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I were to look at March, I would scare myself. So I don't look at March.
So you don't look at March.
I just look at this weekend, and you know what? This weekend looks great because it's Valentine's Day and it's President's Day weekend.
Yeah.
That's right. 3-day weekends. Yeah. That's how it works in Arizona. You come up
just
to Prescott.
Had some breaking news come in regarding, the business licenses that we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
The city council is actually voting today.
Really?
to change those regulations.
Because of this?
Because they saw it here. No. to change the regulations and not requiring short-term rentals to have a business license.
Wow.
So we will.
I
we
need
will
to
have to
scurry
update
on
you
over there
on
and
that.
Vote yes on that.
So
stay tuned. We'll have the results of that vote.
We'll update
here
the
soon.
Vote in the comments on the live video because that's very interesting news.
Well, and I'll tell you, the city of Sedona is getting sued because of that. They also were requiring business mm-hmm. licenses, and I think Prescott has heard about that. And yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Gosh, interesting.
Don't get sued.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see where that goes. But I mean, I guess that would be good and bad. If it goes through, then less regulation could be good, but also bad because it is good to make sure everybody's safe and everybody,
right.
you know, keep tabs on it.
And everybody pay taxes.
Right.
Everybody
yeah.
needs to pay tax. They need to yeah. be legal. You need to give back to the state. If you're selling something in the state, whether it's a stay,
yeah.
You need to collect sales tax and you need to pay it.
I agree.
I think it's better Absolutely. For the city that way and for everyone. And I think that, so we'll see what the results are of this. But, I mean, I think that there's pros and cons to either decision.
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. This is really great.
I learned
great.
A lot, actually.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I hope.
So, like it on
I hope
Facebook.
Everybody
I know. I was going to say.
Some stuff here as well. And how can people get a hold of you? I know we've got your website up in the comments already.
Sure.
Is there a phone number that we can reach out to you at, or is it just best to get that just through the website?
No. So the website is PrescottCabinRentals.com.
Mm-hmm.
The email address is info, which is short for information, mm-hmm. at PrescottCabinRentals.com. Otherwise, my phone number is 928-710-5029.
Awesome. Thank you again so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And thank you guys for watching and following along. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Or if you have questions about short-term rentals, reach out to Wendy. And until next time, I'm Kellen Hoskins with Carissa Maxwell. We hope you're having a lovely day. And we'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.